One of the funniest interpretations of ready-made color in the 1960s were Andy Warhol's do-it-yourself paintings based on the popular paint-by-number kits that I certainly remember as a child. As you can see here, this autumn landscape is partly completed, but not all the way, so that you could realize what's going on. Oh, it's one of those paint-by-numbers. Of course, Warhol did not confine himself to the colors dictated by the kit. We know that he took great liberties with where he applied the color in his paintings. Andy Warhol's do-it-yourself paintings make a profound comment on the whole idea of originality and creativity. If indeed anybody can make a painting just by following the numbers and the instructions, what is it that a real artist does that's different? Where does the meaning lie in making a painting if all you need to do is follow the numbers? The do-it-yourself paintings were the last series that Andy Warhol made before he left behind painting by hand and instead went to silkscreen images of ready-made photographic content. Among those earliest silkscreen paintings were a whole set of works portraying Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe committed suicide in August of 1962. Andy Warhol painted these in the following couple of months. These Marilyns were all made in different colors, and they came to be known as the flavor Marilyns. Some of them are called licorice or lemon or cherry. The Marilyn paintings really show the predominance of artificial color in modern urban American life. It's not just the paint that's artificial, but the hair dye, the eyeshadow, the lipstick, the makeup on her face. It's no longer nature that's determining color like a bouquet of flowers. It's really product from a factory.